The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, we want to return to the issue now of rural pubs because the Taoiseach said yesterday it wasn't guaranteed that they would open on the 20th of July. So at the moment, it's €9 of food to accompany a pub or a restaurant opening that can sell drink. And we have two publicans joining us on the line. The concern being that the activities in Dame Lane, which our colleague Barry White filmed and went viral with hundreds of thousands of clicks, has created a situation for rural Ireland that they may not be allowed open because of fears of people congregating when drunk. Well, Michael Healy-Ray, the spokesperson for Kerry and, of course, local TD, was speaking to Jonathan Healy on the Pat Kenny Show this morning, and this is what he said about rural pubs.
We already have the Taoiseach saying, oh, well, look, because of this, we're going to have to review and keep looking at this and monitoring it. And in other words, holding the threat that perhaps that the date of the 20th might be put back further. And I think that would be awful. If you're a small public in a rural location who was desperately looking forward to turning on the light, maybe lighting a little fire in the corner and dusting down the cobwebs and opening the doors and hoping to have traders come into your pub again, and maybe having three or four or five people in at night, because you know that many country pubs, that's all you would have in at night. And they were looking forward to that. And now they're afraid, they're genuinely afraid. Well, because of what happened in Dublin, and because there were so many people out in the streets, and they were nearly up on top of each other's backs, and that we're going to pay a high price for that. And we don't want that to happen.
All right. It seems very unfair. We discussed that aspect of it yesterday, to blame publicans who are not at fault. Well, Paul Moynihan of Moynihan's Bar in Dunard in County Wicklow, and John, I hope I'm pronouncing this, Clendenin of Giltrap's Pub and Townhouse and Glamping in Kinnity in the heart of County Offaly join us. John, first of all, a little bit about your own operation.
Yeah, good evening, Ivan. We're a small pub in a very rural village. We're lucky that we have a good bit of tourism and visitors coming to the Slieve Bloom and staying overnight. And up until the weekend of March 14th, we had a very positive summer and season ahead of us, and things were looking very good. As everyone knows, the lights were turned out on May 14th in the best interest of public health.
March 14th.
March 14th. Yeah. And we very much were to the fore in taking the necessary steps to ensure that everything was done in a proper order. And we've cooperated ever since. We've been given a date of July 20th, and that is our objective right now, is to open on July 20th, having introduced measures to ensure that we offer a safe, hospitable and clean environment for customers to come and enjoy a beverage, whether it be after visiting your chocolate factory in Kerry or going biking in the Slieve Blooms. Pubs are an integral part of Irish life, both from a tourism perspective and a local perspective. And I know there's many locals here that are very much looking forward to just getting back in and talking to people, their neighbours or whatever it is, about what's happening in the locality where they've been very much isolated.
But your glamping facilities are open, are they? Your townhouse is open, but just the pub is closed.
Absolutely. So at the moment, we're trading halfway there with accommodation. And again, we've introduced measures and we're very much aiming at July 20th to have the bull.
But surely there's some component of food that you're doing, because you've not have opened the pub with food.
Absolutely. And well, we decided not to, because it just created so much confusion that we would have people coming in to eat food where other people would want to come in and just have a drink, and we just felt it would be too difficult to manage, so we've made arrangements to provide food to people that are staying overnight, and it's working out fine.
Okay.
So from July 20th, we're open to everyone.
Tell us about Moynihan's Bar, Paul.
Yeah, Ivan, good evening to you. I'm in West Wicklow here. It's a small rural village. I'm due to open in 2 weeks' time as well as John. And say I've been doing a good bit of work around the place to the pub in the last while, trying to get organised and trying to, well, what I've personally done is trying to make my outside space a little bit more comfortable, and I'm trying to make then the inside, because it's quite small where I am, and I'm trying to make Inside then as successful as possible and keep within the guidelines and move forward from that. But the date was definitely in my head was for in 2 weeks' time, so that's what we're kicking on for. And
have you put in screens and so on, or will you be able to separate? How big is your place? Do you have an outdoor place insofar as will they be able to observe the 1 metre?
Yeah, Ivan, I suppose another little problem we have there is that there's no specific guidelines to opening in 2 weeks' time. We've seen the guidelines where the pubs acting as restaurants have used to reopen. We probably imagine there won't be too much different to that. But screens will be used in certain areas where they're needed. But again, we're not positive, and there is a little bit of anxiety among publicans in that we're not positive of where we stand now at all, even whether the date of open is possible. And actually, to our customers even, we're doing everything as we're being asked to. We're staying closed. We're trying to make our premises a lot more, I suppose, health safe and keep it hospitable as well, that it's a good night out. But I said we're on the long finger again on where we stand, and we'd like a little bit of clarity, and please God we do open in 2 weeks' time.
I think I'm right in saying that all other businesses, you will be the last to be opened, Paul.
Yeah, well, I think it's all that's really behind us would be big events, big crowd events,
yes,
such as probably stadiums and
outdoor
stuff,
and concerts and so on. So how would you react if the Dame Lane incident, which basically says, look, when people get enough drink in them, they can't be controlled, they don't observe social distancing, and it's a hotbed of transmission, and public health officials are horrified. What's your answer to that, Paul?
Well, from the video now, I just saw the video probably that we've all seen, and it looked more of a public order on the streets. I saw nothing of any wrongdoing in pubs or restaurants. It seemed to be a lot of people sitting around in the streets, and actually it was even questionable where they got the drink from. Maybe they could have got it from supermarkets or off-licenses as easy as they could have got it from pubs. But I'd hate to see an issue like that prevent the rest of the country moving forward. Like I said, I think issues have to be dealt with. Definitely, and if there are pockets of problems, maybe deal with them specifically, but to try and keep a whole industry of the country closed, it would be detrimental as far as I'm concerned anyway.
John, what about this point that you know, the revelry that happens after a few drinks, you know, people maybe not observing the 105 minutes time limit, you know, people getting comfy in the pub and one drink leads to another. I mean, they might even be getting amorous. I mean, I don't know. Is there not a concern there?
Yeah, look, I appreciate that might be a concern, Ivan. But look, I think it's important to acknowledge, too, that the vast majority of businesses that opened from a hospitality perspective on June 29th have done an exemplary job in adhering to the guidelines and providing a hospitable experience and giving people that safe environment that they can return to and reassure people that will be an option. You know, pubs are licensed premises and those are up for renewal on an annual basis. And I think, you know, there is that option there if people are not complying. We wouldn't like to see it used, but I think there is guidelines that have been introduced for restaurants. We will see something similar for pubs, and it's important that we adhere to them. And realistically, I think customers are going to decide themselves where is safe and where is providing a pleasant environment, and they'll go with their feet to those locations.
Do you think some rural pubs, because both of yours are in the middle of nowhere, let's face it, like Kinnity and Donard, I never heard of it. I mean, I've heard of Ockram and I've heard of different villages, but Donard. I mean, do you think we're looking at the end of the rural pub, Paul?
Yeah, no, of course not, Ivan. So I'm sure there's some parts of Wexford we haven't heard of either, where you're from. But I think the rural pub, I think we'd really got back on our feet before, all pubs had got back on their feet before this pandemic kind of came in March or in February. But we'd be hopeful that hopefully within a year we could be back up. But there will be casualties, as in all businesses going forward, I think.
Because 5,000 pubs have closed, what with the last recession, the smoking, the drink driving. Well, we've had a big text response. Just like to say, our local does not serve food, but was going in chipper next door and getting food for customers. My favourite bar, Ivan, is anywhere where the Guinness tastes good. Well, it's a variable quality. Absolutely, the government needs to view rural community pubs very differently to city pubs. There's a huge difference in clientele, and safety would be much easier to manage when there's only a handful of owl lads supping 2 pints over the course of an evening. Well, there's not much profit in them. Hang on, a pub is a pub. Who's going to decide if the corner bar off Main Street can open, but the main hotel bar up the road can't? It's impossible to police. And Ivan, is the Dáil bar open? Well, of course it's open. I mean, you hardly expect the country to come to a complete standstill. We'll get clarification on that. So, finally, John, Paul, you have employment. Are we looking at a situation as of now? You're set to go the 20th of July, Paul?
Yeah, we're set to go on the 20th of July, and please God, I said, we're hoping for all pubs in all areas to be open at that time. I said we don't want any segregation of areas and that, and please God, that happens.
John?
Yeah, we're all systems go, ready for July 20th, and we'll be welcoming male, female, every age group. It's not just a bunch of our lads. Kennedy's a great place to visit, so please come, Ivan.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. And we wish you well. It's been a horrendous time. It's reckoned 25,000 jobs have been lost from the sector already for those who aren't going to open. We hope that you have a successful resumption on the 20th. And we hope that Micheál Martin will keep his backbone on this issue and do no dilly-dallying, particularly not penalising rural Ireland. Paul Moynihan of Moynihan's Bar in Dunard in County Wicklow, saying that he was a bit icky with me there. Did you hear him there in relation to there's places in Wexford we haven't heard of? And John Clendenin, Giltrap's Pub, Townhouse and Glamping in Kinnity County, Offaly.